Grandfather's language. I was never particularly kind to my grandfather. He was my mother's father, and he lived with us when I was a teenager. I remember him coming into the sitting room one night, and when he went to sit down, I said to my brother, "I hope he doesn't sit down." I didn't think my grandfather understood much English, but he understood enough, and as I watched, he straightened up again, and without a word, returned to his room. I was 12 years old. My grandfather wrote poetry on great rolls of thin white paper with a paintbrush. He offered to read and explain his poems to me several times over the years, but I only let him do it once. I'd let my Chinese go by then, which made listening to him too much of an effort. Though I was raised speaking Chinese, it wasn't long before I lost my language skills. I spoke English all day at school, listened to English all night on TV. I didn't see the point of speaking Chinese. We lived in Australia. From Monday to Friday, Grandad went to the city, dressed in a suit with a waistcoat, a hat, and carrying his walking stick. He would take the bus to the station, the train to the city, then the tram to Little Bourke Street. On Mondays, he'd be sitting at a large round table at Dragon Boat Restaurant with other old Chinese men. Tuesdays to Fridays, he was at a small square table by himself, with a pot of tea and the Chinese newspaper. I watched him leave in the morning and come back in the afternoon, as punctual and as purposeful as any schoolchild or office worker for years. When Amy was 16, her grandfather died. At the funeral, my sadness was overshadowed by a sense of regret. I'd denied my grandfather the commonest of kindnesses. I was 16 years old. I am now 26. A few weeks ago, during a family dinner at a Chinese restaurant, the waiter complimented my mother on the fact that I was speaking to her in Chinese. The waiter told Mum with a sigh that his own children could barely string a sentence together in Chinese. Mum told the waiter I had stopped speaking Chinese a few years into primary school, but that I had suddenly started up again in my late teens. I have often wondered how aware my mum is of the connection between Grandad's death and my improving Chinese. Whenever I'm stuck for a word, I ask her. Whenever I'm with her, or relatives, or a waiter at a Chinese restaurant, or a sales assistant at a Chinese department store, I practice. I'm constantly adding new words to my Chinese vocabulary and memorizing phrases I can throw into a conversation. It is my way of relearning a language. Textbooks and teachers are not necessary, since I am only interested in mastering the spoken word. I am not trying to discover my roots. I am simply trying to ensure that the next time an elderly relative wants me to listen, I am not only willing, I am able. From The Relative Advantages of Learning My Language by Amy Choi.